On Friday's Page One, Greece named an interim prime minister, and Italy is preparing to do the same thing. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is expected to step down by Monday. The Obama administration put off a decision on the contested Keystone Oil Pipeline until after next year's elections. And attention shoppers, Black Friday is going to begin at midnight on the dot. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Italy and Greece snapped into action, turning to technocratic new leaders to get them out of financial trouble. In Italy, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is expected to step down in the next few days. Times reporter Rachel Donadio says the momentum is behind former Eurozone Commissioner Mario Monti. Greece chose economist Loukas Papademos as interim prime minister. Times reporter Suzanne Daly tells us his new coalition government has promised to accept the terms of the European aid package to keep Greece in the Eurozone.
For starters, that means a lot of new austerity measures so that Greece can qualify for more loans. If they don't get any new money before December 15th, they say they won't be able to pay their bills and the country will go bankrupt. Papademos has a hard job ahead of him. He is going to have to impose yet more cuts of all kinds and layoffs. He's working with a bureaucracy that is flabby and untrained, and he is only there for 6 months, which some people say means that, you know, people aren't going to pay a whole lot of attention to him.
Times reporter Suzanne Daly in Athens. Friday's Page One also says European banks are facing billions in losses on loans to euro nations. The banks have been scrambling to reduce what they once thought were bulletproof investments. Greek and Italian bonds used to pay a little more than German bonds, and banks were willing to chase a fraction of higher profit. Until lately, bankers considered default unthinkable. Elsewhere on Friday's Page One, the Obama administration delayed a decision on the contested Keystone Pipeline while it studies an alternate route through Nebraska. That put off any action until after the 2012 elections. The State Department has already spent 3 years reviewing this $7 billion project. It would carry oil from Canada to Texas. Environmentalists and officials in Nebraska say it would do serious damage along the 1,700-mile route. Critics also say it would add to global warming and extend U.S. dependence on fossil fuels. Major retailers are opening at midnight on the day after Thanksgiving. Walmart's not even waiting that long. It will start Black Friday at 10 p.m. on what, according to the calendar, is still a Thursday. Times reporter Stephanie Clifford says the Shop Till You Drop crowd has had it with Black Friday creep. They want to be first in the store. They don't want to spend hours waiting in line when the turkey's still on the table. Some shoppers are also echoing the Occupy Wall Street movement on retail workers' rights to time off. Metro columnist Jim Dwyer has the story of a love affair that flourished despite almost impossible odds. Edwin Morales met Noemi Rivera when he was 7. They got married 30 years later. They eloped because both their families were against it. They had cerebral palsy and used wheelchairs to get around. Sometimes they raced each other through the streets. Now the romance and the racing are memories. Ms. Rivera died the other day at age 53. Friday's Page One looks at one of the stories behind the dismissal of Penn State coach Joe Paterno and President Graham Spanier. It involves Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett. In his last job as state attorney general, he convened a grand jury to investigate the allegations. He was duty-bound to keep the investigation secret, and even after the story hit the headlines this week, he said little in public. But privately, he worked the phones to move the Penn State board in what he believed was the right direction. He told board members changes were needed at the top. Inside Friday's Times, Governor Rick Perry tried to neutralize the fallout from the Republican debate. He tried humor, but Times reporter Michael D. Shear says that among Perry's advisors, embarrassment is turning to alarm.
The question is, does this really impact Rick Perry's ability to challenge Mitt Romney? And if so, who's left to challenge Mitt Romney? I mean, the person that really you might think would be left is Herman Cain.
The American people deserve better than someone being tried in a court of public opinion based on unfounded accusations. That's what
he managed to kind of contain the discussion of the sexual harassment claims just to a couple of minutes during the debate. On the other hand, this hasn't gone away. There remains a kind of cloud hanging over Herman Cain's campaign that he's got to deal with. And so the state of the race right now is this question of who's out there that can challenge Mitt Romney as the voting begins. Is it Rick Perry? Can he survive this? Is it Herman Cain? Can he get past the sexual harassment? Or is it one of the other candidates?
Times reporter Michael DeShear.
Mr. Murdoch, let me just ask you again. Did you mislead this committee in your original testimony?
That's James Murdoch testifying in a British parliamentary inquiry into the phone hacking scandal. Murdoch was called back after two former executives at the News of the World said Murdoch's earlier testimony about a crucial meeting in 2008 was mistaken. This time around, Murdoch all but accused them of lying. CBS is putting the finishing touches on a two-hour morning news show with Charlie Rose and Gayle King. Times reporter Brian Stelter says it will defy the gauzy conventions of morning television by emphasizing hard news. It will also try a conversational approach like Morning Joe on MSNBC or The View on ABC. That's our preview of Friday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.